My lovely guest, Harold Offay, is here. Hello, Harold.
Hello, Lee. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to have you here. Now, you're artist in residence, part of this open house project being run by Kettle's Yard. So, what does an artist in residence do?
Really good question. I mean, essentially, it's about working with a particular organisation or in a particular situation over a period of time. So, with open house, which is a kind of community residency scheme that Kettle's Yard set up 2 years ago, whereby the community, there's a kind of panel from different sections of the community in North Cambridge, and they select an artist. It's quite a rigorous process to be in residence and working with different communities across North Cambridge. It's generally about 6 to 8 months, and there are a whole series of workshops and activities that take place in different locations across North Cambridge, and then normally results in some kind of outcome. So I'm doing that this year, have the honour of doing that this year.
So you're very embedded in the community. So this idea of art, because some people have this idea of art as something else that we go and look at in a gallery. Mm. You're the opposite of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess my personal philosophy is that kind of I'm really interested in art of the everyday, and the idea that I think all of us, I think, are kind of cultural producers. We make things that are really interesting. So I'm really interested in art opening up conversations and not being hierarchical. And for me, there's a kind of interesting link to Kettle's Yard, which was kind of sort of, you know, set up by this man, Jim Ead, really to kind of share his collection and love of art with Cambridge, really, and sort of, you know, people from far and, you know,
and wide. So where do you start then? Do you have a blank page to start with, or do you have a brief?
Well, like I said, the kind of interview process was very rigorous. I mean, I think it's quite a unique thing for an artist to be chosen by the community that you're working with. Often when artists do public commissions, you're selected by the great and the good or the funders, and the community isn't necessarily involved. So in that process of applying, there were lots of questions. People asked me about my process and previous work. And I mean, I've got a background that's in photography and performance, and I've worked with communities over several years to kind of do projects in the London Underground and in, you know, kind of community housing. I've worked with schools and with, you know, people in the 90s. So I think all of that kind of sort of fed in. I mean, I think generally with open house, the idea is to really develop the project out of a series of conversations with individuals and groups. So I've been going into schools, I've been doing a lot of the local festivals. I mean, sort of being relatively new to Cambridge, I kind of just, there's so much stuff going on. So we've done the Arbury Carnival and Chesterton, and, you know, there's all sorts of things. I mean, even this weekend there's stuff happening. So all of that has allowed me to kind of meet and talk to people and find out what their interests are.
So the work you produce is something that they want, rather than you producing something and saying, this is what you want.
Absolutely. For me, that's really, really important, that it's a kind of collective thing. It's not me imposing something. I mean, obviously, I'm bringing skills and experiences. But I'm most interested in the fact that lots of people have skills. And actually, that's informed the project that I've been doing, is that just kind of working and meeting people across North Cambridge, from Orchard Park to Arbury to King's Hedges to Chesterton, there are people who have real skills in terms of kind of whether that's, you know, craft skills or historical knowledge about architecture, people who are linked to kind of the industries within Cambridge. I mean, everyone thinks about Cambridge and the university, but I'm really interested in the fact that actually embedded within the communities is this really kind of deep knowledge.
So what have you been up to then, Harold? What have you done?
Well, we've done lots of workshops, really, and one, the approach that I've taken actually is that is to really think about the history of North Cambridge and different histories, but also to think about how we might create something that brings people together. So the project that we're kind of working towards at the moment is this idea of creating a collection, a designed collection that will draw upon people's skills within the community. So just very everyday things like kind of crockery and plates and ceramics, functional design, things that people kind of associate and use every day. And the idea is that we're working with different people across the community and they're going to make different elements for a feast that we're hoping to stage in September. So the idea is that when we have this feast, all the elements, everything that you eat of, the food, will come from, will have been made by different parts of the community. And it's also kind of come through, I've been doing a little bit of research, again, that's come out of looking at Kettle's Yard, the collection, and again, Jim Ead, who was an avid collector. And I'm really interested in how that's, you know, we're pretty much most people collect something, you know, whether that's obsessively or just kind of casually. And I'm really interested in the stories that are linked to people collecting objects, often things that we don't necessarily consider as art, but I think those memories and histories that are attached to them make them really significant. So again, yeah.
So the feast, but that's interesting because by its very nature, that will be temporary.
Yes, yeah.
But we think of art as something fixed and permanent, but you're saying there's actually art in this moment.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm really interested in events and situations, but also they have histories. I mean, I think I'm, you know, lots of people have been telling me about the in Cambridgeshire, there's the history of feasts in a lot of the villages, and I think in Mill Road they have a food.
Yes, oh, they're always eating around here, yeah.
But apparently that goes back into kind of medieval times. So I think in Shelford there's a village.
Big feast in Shelford.
Yeah, and that, so there's these long histories of feasts in this part of the country, which I think, again, is really interesting in terms of bringing communities together over food, the opportunity for exchange and discussion. I mean, also there are, we're hoping for some, you know, some legacy outcomes. So the idea of creating a design collection so that, you know, you might have a plate that's from, designed by some kids at Orchard Park and some placemats that have been knitted by some people, you know, in East Chesterton, or a cup, and a, you know, and so, I mean, if things kind of work out, hopefully these things will be available, and you know, there'll be some outcome and legacy.
So those things will be there as a memory of the feast. And you say, will somebody be recording it? Because you say your background.
Yeah,
in photography.
We're going to be kind of documenting it. It'll be open to the public when we do it. We're looking for a site at the moment in North Cambridge, and the idea is that it will be lots of people within the community kind of showing what they've made, what they've done, telling their stories. We're also looking for people, again, maybe to share their expertise, to lead workshops perhaps, and share their skills with people who haven't been directly involved.
And when you're talking about skills here, we're not necessarily talking about architecture. It might be crocheting cake baking or things like that.
Yeah, that's the stuff that I'm most excited by, is kind of crocheting, cake baking, recipes. One of the things I've been really interested in recently is the history in North Cambridge from Chivers, which was the old jam making.
Yes, at Histon, wasn't it?
Yeah, in Histon. But a lot of the land that they owned is now part of, you know, Orchard Park and bits of King's Hedges. And people have been telling me about kind of the fruit trees that are kind of left over and people picking cherries kind of, you know, when they're ripe and stuff. So I'm kind of interested in people that, you know, there's still people around who directly work for Chivers, and you know, I'm kind of sort of looking for those people to get in touch with us if anyone out there is listening and has an association and or has any memories or histories from that. But also kind of local recipes, you know, that people might have. You know, it might be grandparents sort of jam making, preserves, pickling. It'd be great to kind of get those and share those.
Well, if somebody's listening and they're thinking, yeah, do you know what? You know, Granny always had this recipe that was just specific to her. They can contact you.
Yes, you can contact us through the Kettle's Yard website. There's a special section of the site, which is open house.
Kettlesyard.co.uk, easy enough to find. And you touched on it before, but Cambridge is a great place to do a project like this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's just, I don't know, I mean, I'm originally from London, so I'm used to the idea of a kind of really diverse kind of place, but I've been really shocked how diverse North Cambridges. So we've been kind of going into, even at some of the festivals, you know, it's just incredible. You know, there's like a lunch clubs, Punjabi lunch clubs, and Japanese toddler groups. It's just really amazing. I mean, in addition to that kind of international history, but also people that have, you know, lived here and really kind of sort of grown and seen how Cambridge has really changed kind of over the years. So that mix for me is really, really exciting.
So this feast will be interesting because you'll be calling on the heritage, as you say, of people who have been here for generations and reflecting the sort of transient nature of the town in a way, the people who pass through.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a sort of really, and I'm quite interested in kind of bringing those people to kind of gather, you know, those people that have been here for generations and really are really embedded within the kind of local community. And then there's lots of people that come here for work, you know, through things like the science parks and, you know, the rapidly growing technology that's happening around, who are often coming from international backgrounds, and kind of sort of seeing, you know, how those people kind of mix. One of the things we're hoping to do is to have a bread making exchange, because one of the things I've been quite interested is in how, you know, bread is a staple food that you find across all cultures, but there are so many different approaches to kind of making bread. So the idea of, we're hoping at the feast to invite people to make different types of bread from different cultures, and that'll be something that people can watch and learn how to make and share.
That sounds brilliant. And when is this feast?
we're kind of looking to kind of secure a venue at the moment, but it's going to be in September, in mid-September, and hopefully in the next few weeks we'll be announcing dates and getting information out.
So keep your eye on your website, kettlesyard.co.uk, and I suppose September as well, that's a very traditional harvest time, isn't it?
Exactly. Perfect time for feasting, eating, celebrating and sharing.
Love it. Well, that sounds brilliant. Thank you ever so much for coming in to chat about that. And as I say, if people want to get in touch or find out more, they can contact you via the Kettles Yard website, which is kettlesyard.co.uk.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Howard. Good luck with that.